some of the best times was when the sirens went, was to go into the shelter, and we had a dog. The only way we could get him in the shelter was to tie him in with a joint of meat, the week's ration. And we'd stand in the shelter and shout at him, and he'd come in, and that's the only way we could get him in. Then we'd all start singing and listening for the guns going and searchlights.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover.
I enjoyed every minute of the war. People might, like I say, people might think, well, what's he on about? People were getting killed. They were all comic book killings to me, how I looked at it, you know. But I soon found out after the war and a few years ago when I went over to Normandy with my son, he took me and I saw all the cemeteries and that. I walked round it crying and apologising to the people what were laid there, what give their life. Lads is what, 4 years older than me, that's all.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news. The end of the war in Europe was officially announced by Mr. Churchill at 3 o'clock this afternoon in a broadcast from 10 Downing Street.
We all used to sit down. My dad used to, no talking when the news is on or when the football results came through. And he used to always say, we beat them once, we'll beat them again. There were no hooping and hollering in them days. It was, oh, it wasn't Americanised, you know, like the dog whooping and jumping about. It was all, well, my mum was bursting into tears. She was waiting for my two brothers to come home. And my two, naturally, my two sisters, they used to work 12-hour shifts. Night and day, it was a great time. I used to love it. I loved it.
Hostilities will end officially at 1 minute after midnight tonight, but in the interest of saving lives, the ceasefire began yesterday to be sounded along all the fronts. The German war is therefore at an end.
The glad it's all over. All the waiting for is the husbands to come home and the sons. A lot didn't. I had friends at school what lost their dads. I think there were about three of them what were lost their dads, you know. But no, it lingered on. It lingered on. Well, all I had to look forward to then was to get a job. I went out and started an apprentice bricklayer, and a bricklayer for 55 years. I worked till I was 72. But that's all I look forward to. Meeting a nice girl, have a couple of best kids anybody could wish for. I can't wish for anything else. If I go tomorrow, I'm satisfied.